Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the victory flag raised in the southeast corner of Memorial Stadium when Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers returned from that joyous flight home in the wee early hours of Sunday after the complete dismantling of UCLA Saturday night in the Rose Bowl. Aside from the mind-boggling targeting calls, there wasn't anything to not like about that 42-13 blowout of the Bruins, making the Hoosiers 3-0. It certainly opened the eyes of many. Come back later today, humble and hungry.
You know, it's a lot better to have to deal with success in season and failure. They both bring their challenges, and I talked to the team about that in the locker room. You can't let complacency sneak in and all those good things, and this one's over. You know, when you have the right people in your organization and you put the right things in their head, we came in here and got done what we wanted to get done.
And now stay humble and hungry. A noon kick on the Big Ten Network against Charlotte. Tonight at Huff Memorial, North-South freshmen go at 5, the JV game at 7. The Cougs impressive on the varsity beat, big time crushing South 31-14. First back-to-back regular season wins for the Cougars in 11 years. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370. WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, I knew it could be a very special night offensively on that game-opening 12-play 75-yard drive with Curtis Rourke hitting his old Ohio U teammate Miles Cross with that 3-yard six-pointer that put Indiana up 7-0. But, you know, it was that 3rd and 16. You know, no problem. You know, Curtis hit Cross for that 20-yarder. Chains moved, and then they moved and moved some more. Success on 3rd down. Uncanny. 9 for 12. I mean, Rourke's decision-making was off the charts, and on the night, after spreading it around, he had explosion plays, he hit 7 different receivers, 3 of them got into the end zone. Coach Cignetti watched him hit 25 of 33 for 307 and 4 touchdowns.
In general, he was really sharp, and that first drive, I know we converted a few. That was important, to score and get momentum, and the protection was good. That was a concern coming in. Seemed like we did really well in that area.
Tell you what, about as close to an offensive clinic as you could ask. Now here comes Charlotte at noon on the Big Ten Network. The early Monday motto, be humble, but be hungry. Eagles, home opener tonight against Atlanta. Pregame on the airwaves at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.